Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
Are online dating sites for hooking up to have sex real or something for people to make money?
They're both. For-profit sites, for example, sites that accept advertising money or that charge people to be members, are businesses, and so they certainly exist to turn a profit just like any other for-profit business. That said, they often do help people make connections for dating or sexual encounters. That doesn't mean that all of the site's members will be successful in finding someone to date or have sex with, but the main sites that I know of do certainly help some people find others.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'm a 22-year-old female, and I've never had an orgasm during standard sex, only oral. I thought that maybe it was my first partner, but I wasn't able to achieve it with my second partner either. Is this normal for women?
Actually, this is very common. If what you mean by standard sex is penis-vagina intercourse, you may be interested to know that quite a lot of women don't orgasm during intercourse. Let me guess. Your next question is probably why. Well, the clitoris is the part of a woman's genitals that is most packed with nerve endings and is made up of erectile tissue, similar to the inside parts of a man's penis that contribute to his erection. The clitoris, therefore, plays a very important role in sexual arousal and orgasm for women. However, the clitoris is not inside the vagina. It's actually one of the outside parts of a woman's genitals, just above the vagina or birth canal. In order to stimulate the clitoris during vaginal intercourse, many couples find that they either need to choose positions that provide more clitoral stimulation, or else they might use their fingers or vibrator to stimulate the clitoris. Other women find that they prefer to receive oral sex or to engage in self-masturbation or mutual masturbation, either for sexual pleasure or to experience orgasm. There is no right or wrong way, so whatever feels good to you and makes sense in your sexual life is fine. You might try exploring your body a bit on your own or with your partner, making sure to communicate to your partner what kinds of touching or stimulation you do or do not enjoy. Every woman is different, so don't assume that he's an expert who will magically give you an orgasm. Sexual pleasure and orgasm are things that you can work toward together. If you are anxious to have that elusive orgasm through intercourse, try positions that will stimulate your clitoris as well as your vagina. Some women find that being on top gives them more control. Some women find that a partner's fingers rubbing their clitoris during intercourse is just the extra touch that they need. Some partners just take turns pleasuring each other to orgasm. Finally, try to avoid focusing on orgasm as the goal of your sexual experience with your partner. There is no right or wrong way to make love, and the point is to achieve intimacy and pleasure, and there are many techniques toward that end. To learn more about orgasm, you might enjoy reading Becoming Orgasmic, written by Dr. Julia Hyman and Dr. Joseph LaPiccolo.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.